Hello, everyone. Welcome back once again to the crew of the Cosmic Orca, a Traveler 2E podcast.
Woo!
So, quick recap before everyone introduces themselves. Last time, they talked to Michael of the Space Police, and they were able to get their... They were able to get the black box that they found, that they got from the mercenary ship that exploded all the way back in Session 1. And now they actually have a plan of where they're wanting to go, which worked out very well because their ship was finally completed. And they are currently on board the vessel, and they are in jump space heading off to this first world that was on the flight path that Michael gave the crew of the Cosmic Orca. And then as they were, you know, reveling the moment of, like, they were in the ship and it was working correctly and everything, as opposed to, you know, before when it was a sandblasted death trap full of zombie. Well, full of zombie. Oh, it was just the one that was in there. And a big old rat.
But the interior decoration was great.
Yes, it was fixed for Astrid's flair. But as they were in the moment of everything, they have a visitor on their ship that apparently got in there while they were in jump space. But before we get back to that, everyone go ahead and introduce themselves.
I'm Emily, and I'm playing Astrid. And as we all know, Astrid's really bitter about being kicked out of the Scouts. But she did break the intergalactic record for delivering packages in the shortest amount of time because she rode a comet.
Nice.
Wow.
Rode the comet.
That's a cool fact.
That's a cool fact.
All right. Well, my name is Richard, and I play Commander Kaelin Vess. And Kaelin loves making models, gluing and painting naval ship models.
Oh.
He likes to display always just one in his room, but whenever he goes to a new ship, he always builds a new one and puts a new one in there.
Yeah. It's precious.
He didn't ride a comet, though.
Yeah, so that's kind of hard to top.
That's out the gate.
When duty calls.
There you go. Yeah.
Ride a comet.
I'm Trey. I'm playing Esquire Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Squid. Squid has kind of a rough relationship with his family, particularly with a older cousin who really wishes, along with Squid's parents, but this cousin in particular, really followed the path that Squid's parents wished he would take.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Family rival, really, kind of.
Yeah. It's okay. Not always a friendly rivalry.
Mm. All right, my name is Paul, and I play Asta Tillian III. And a fun fact about Asta is he loves to swim. And it's mostly for athletics. It's nothing to do with the fact that the chlorine keeps his hair nice and blonde.
That's one way to do it, I guess. All right. Everyone's fun facts are out of the way. Let's go ahead and just dive right on back into the action. So, as I just said, there is currently a stranger on your vessel. Who just said something really weird and cryptic about how the plural of himself, you're assuming, is going to be watching you with great interest. He is, so you guys are on the bridge. Like I've said, it's an open air kind of bridge. So he's kind of right in front of the stairwell that leads down to your mess hall. What would you guys like to do? He is just standing there.
I stand up, say, "You're not a part of our crew. Please identify yourself."
"My name is Aurelius. And you're correct, I'm not a part of your crew."
"Who are you with, Aurelius?"
"Well, that's not really for me to say at this point in time. Maybe in the future."
"I've got my hand on my snub pistol."
"Oh, you won't need that."
"Are we eating?"
"No, you're on the bridge."
"Oh, okay."
"Yeah, we just launched, right?"
"Yeah,
you're in jump space.
You've been in jump space for like 2 minutes."
"Oh, okay." "Yeah. You said mess hall." So
"How'd you
like,
board this ship?"
"Like this." And you see him just kind of disappear from view, like he's just gone. And then he reappears like 20 feet, or not 20 feet, the ship's, I mean, it's big, but not that big, like 10 feet kind of forward. And it makes a little whooshy noise every time he does it.
Is it an instantaneous thing, or is it like he slowly dissipates and then fades back in.
It's one of those things, because we as humans have never seen something like this before to describe, but he doesn't like redshift out of existence. It is just kind of like, he just kind of is there 1 second and then he just isn't the next.
So if you blink, you would literally miss them.
Right, and then like in another blink of an eye, he is now that's 10 feet closer.
Disconcerting.
Can I sort of surreptitiously check the life signs monitor at my station and see, are there now more than 5 people on the bridge?
There are still just the 5 of you. It is not picking up an extra person.
Okay. Captain, I think we're working with something we don't know here. I don't see his life signs.
Do we need to be worried that you're on our ship?
No, nothing bad's gonna happen to you on this trip.
What does that mean?
That's ominous.
But you're traveling in space. Something bad's bound to happen to you at some point or another.
Is there a way that this is like a projection? Like, is he not really physically here and there's a signal being somehow? Like, I want to check the ship systems to see if there's any incoming signals from somewhere.
You have computers, I know that. Do you have sensors? I think it's just a blanket.
No,
part
I don't
sensors.
Have sensors.
I think sensors is under computers, or electronics, I mean.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay.
I thought I had
But you have electronics, so you could take it without penalty.
Yeah, you just want to have a penalty. So make an electronics. Yeah, make an electronics sensor roll, or intelligence, or education, I'm sorry.
Education?
Yeah.
And then 6.
6. And that was actually gonna be a pretty easy one. Hopefully I make your difficulty 4 on that. There is nothing outside censoring this dude in.
Okay. How are you doing this?
Millions of years of evolution.
All right, what are you doing here, Aurelius?
I just told you, I'm here to watch. Well, we were here to watch you, but I wanted to make it a little bit more personal. I don't like being an enigmatic shadow behind things.
Are we to expect you as a permanent presence then on this crew?
Oh, absolutely not. It'll get boring for me very quickly.
Did someone send you here?
No, I came of my own volition.
Did you like our new paint job?
I do like it. I do like this. It's very nice. It fits the name you picked for the vessel very well.
I thought so too. What do you want from us?
And can we ask why you've taken a liking or interest in our group?
You guys are scrappy. You took a ship that had been derelict for who knows how long, and you were able to make it fly. That's pretty impressive. Not many people would be able to do that, especially with, you know, the shockwave that was heading towards you.
So you've been watching for a while.
Yeah.
What shockwave?
When the mercenary cruiser landed on that barren rock of a planet.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were warning us.
No.
Aurelius.
It's a very late warning if that was the case. Congratulations, you survived. Well, if there's no further questions that I'm able to answer here, I believe I'll be taking my leave.
Where are you going?
Back home. And then with that, he does the same thing. You hear the weird whooshy noise, and then he is gone.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah. What the?
Yes. Whoa. What?
Squid, how long until we exit jump space?
Got a week.
We just started. Well,
you literally just, like I said, you've only been in for like 3 minutes, 10, 5, probably 5 minutes but now.
I feel like in this moment, there's a musical sting and then the credits roll of like, zoom in on our frustrated faces.
Yeah.
But no, maybe we should head to the table and talk about this.
Yeah, let's do that.
Come, Rami. Mm.
Crew meeting.
Rami's there. He's doing paperwork.
Always paperwork.
Always paperwork. He's always working.
And then as you guys head down to your mess hall, you do hear a voice come out from the kitchen area saying, is anybody thirsty?
Yes.
Oh, please, coffee.
Is that your coffee? All right, I can make you some coffee. And then if you go into the kitchen, it's the drink maker.
Squid's best friend.
Yeah. And yeah, you just see it's like, I need you to put a cup under me, though. I can't, I don't have that capability.
Squid grabs a dirty cup and kind of like tries to wipe it out, but it's still gross. Still just goes for it.
How the hell did you already dirty a coffee cup you've been on this ship for 20 minutes?
I think that was the first thing I did when I got on. It's just refilling.
All right. All right. Spits you out some coffee. And you got it. And it's like, I've got other beverages in here too. That Kyle guy, he loaded you up. I've got some alcoholic and some non-alcoholic in here.
Can you make me a fruity drink?
I can make you... Well, like for non-alcoholic, I can make you a tropical fruit punch. If you yes. want something alcoholic, I can make you a mango margarita.
Ooh, can I have both?
I'm trying to double fist.
Yeah.
So she's got to have the non-alcohol to balance out the alcohol.
For sure.
Sure. Yeah. It's yeah, no, it's like a regular, like it's not a frozen margarita. It's a margarita. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can we call, what do we call you?
No one gave me a name.
What do you think, Commander?
Oh, name your drink machine?
He's more than a drink machine.
Thank you.
He's one of us.
I named AI Fieri, so.
I like it.
Not the drink machine is an AI Fieri.
Oh, this no. is a new,
I
this is a new
to
thing.
The difference, yes.
We'll how about Bart's Tender? Bart for short.
Sure.
Okay.
Bart.
Bart.
I can work with this. Anyone else need something to drink?
No. Water is fine.
For Bart,
fine.
Can you pour a shot into this coffee real quick?
All right. Yeah, he gives you a glass of water.
Thank you.
It gives you a glass of water. It doesn't have arms or anything like yeah. that. It's literally just like a drink dispenser.
While the three of them are in the kitchen getting beverages, I've raised the three tables and then enabled them to click together into the conference table.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The stools are up, so we are ready. I'm sitting at the foot of the table, leaving the head of the table for the captain. The command. Oh, the commander gosh. Captain.
It's captain.
Captain Commander.
Captain
Commander. Captain Commander Kaelin. All right. Well,
love it.
We've got a follower.
That feels weird.
I think he's a fan. He seemed to like our ship.
A fan.
It seemed like he was interested in us.
Yeah,
specifically.
He seemed to indicate he is of some alien organism. Do I know anything like this? Have I ever heard of anything like this?
No.
Have I seen anything? None like of in you. My travels?
So the closest you guys would have ever heard about this, but it was the name wasn't right. There were two other traveler groups, basically. There was two other like ship crews that had an encounter with a psionic named Arden. But this is clearly two different things, because from what you can kind of just remember without having the data in front of you, he had his own ship that he was using to tail people and everything. And he wasn't able to do anything in jump space. You know, every encounter they ever had with this guy was in regular space.
I do think you were onto something when you thought about it being some sort of projection. Even if it was not actually a technological projection, could this be some sort of being that does not exist in matter that we understand? Some sort of telepathic being?
He disappeared before I got the chance to test it. I wanted to go see if he'd shake my hand.
Yes, if he has any smart. Corporal mass.
Yeah.
Well, he said he'll be back.
You should try that next time. We should all try touching him.
Like a dog at a party, we'll all go in for pets.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yes. Maybe we can, at bare minimum, get him to stick around and answer a few more questions. I'd love to know if we could find a way to predict when he's going to show up. Like if we could outfit the ship with some way of detecting if we're being watched.
Some sort of sensor alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to know what he wants from us.
Same.
I guess we'll find
out. We should ask around. Whenever, you know, we have the chance, just try to do research on any being that can seemingly teleport, but I definitely think it could be a projection as well.
Especially since powerful. Like your scan of the ship didn't indicate anybody
there.
There
were no life signs, at least that our senses could tell. Astrid, when's the last time? I know when we were at the hostel, you had some longer phone call evenings with Raoul. Maybe the next time you have a longer chat, you can ask him if he's ever encountered anything like this.
It's a great idea. He's been a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I'll ask him. Can I text him, actually?
You can get the message like ready to be sent, but it can't.
Because
you're in jump space. Yeah, you're effectively cut off from the universe when you're in jump space.
For a week.
Might not be bad to run it by the space police,
too. That's why you gotta get those Netflix downloads in before you go.
Yeah.
Might not be a bad idea to run this by the space police as well. See if they have any. And
that's a good point.
They're pretty well traveled as well, so. If they don't know anything, they might know who might know.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Rami.
I don't know anything about this. This is beyond my pay grade.
Okay.
Can I ask the drink machine?
Wow.
Listen, yes. Lady, I just dispense drinks.
You never know what kind of trace.
Look, I was picked up out of a junkyard, all right?
We're happy to have you on board, Bart.
It's nice to be had.
Leave no stone unturned.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing we can do about him right now.
That's true.
So I think we just head to our destination, find a gig so that we could pay rent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is going to take a week to get to your destination, which like I've mentioned many times, I'm not good at naming planets. So if people want to name this planet, go for it. But so you, with this week, before I said you guys can take a, you already have 1 week to training something. Mm-hmm. There's a spot on the character sheet to write that down. So if you guys want to mark off another week of your training, go for it. We'll say you had the time to do it. And then while you guys are doing all that stuff during the course of the week, you do notice that Kyle mentioned the auto chef had a personality, but for the first couple of days, it was really quiet. It just kind of took your ingredients that you would program into it, and then it would just dispense whatever food you told it to, essentially. But on your third day in, you hear you hear a voice come from your mess hall saying, "Who's ready to take a trip to Flavortown?"
Well, actually, that's kind of creepy.
I yell
right, like all. That's just happening. Like
Squid's already muscle. Moving,
and then well, then you yeah, hear like, then, you, oh. then you hear it go. Well, there's nobody here. Where's everybody at?
I run in. Aurelius?
Nope. AI Fieri.
Hello. You've been quiet.
Well, I had to download a personality, and it took a while to decompile it.
Nice.
It's at this point all of you kind of realize that Kyle got all this stuff from like junkyards and scrapyards, so this is not the most top of the line versions of things. Great. Which is why they talk so much.
That's a bug.
Is it a bug or a feature?
I was gonna give.
That's fair.
Depends on who's there. Well, I think it's about lunchtime, so if you guys need any food, just let me know. I got a lunch menu prepared.
Oh, please.
I could take a bite.
Yes, what do you have that's fresh and nutritious, not just fried foods?
Also, what do you have that's fried foods?
Well, I only have a set menu. It rotates every single day. So on today's menu for your, for like a little appetizer while I cook up the rest of the food, I've got some sweet and spicy popcorn that you guys can munch on.
Oh, hey, that sounds phenomenal.
And you see a little thing open up and there's a bowl of popcorn in there. and then I got three choices for you guys as far as what kind of food you want. I got a mango habanero chicken salad.
Mm. Okay.
Got a spaghetti carbonara burger.
Spaghetti what?
It's a juicy burger patty topped with creamy spaghetti carbonara, crispy pancetta, and pecorino cheese.
Okay.
And a sesame ginger tofu bowl.
Ooh.
Well, okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
I want the mango.
I'm definitely going to try the tofu bowl.
Yes, what was the mango habanero?
Grilled chicken breast with mixed greens, mango avocado.
That sounds the healthiest option.
A habanero lime vinaigrette.
Yes. Oh, that sounds delightful.
Mm. Look, I love carbonara, and I love burgers. I have never had them together. Give me one of those.
All right. So I got three mango chicken salads. Mango habanero chicken salads and one spaghetti carbonara burger.
I want the tofu.
Oh, you want the tofu? Okay, so two of one thing and then one of each other one. Got it. And like 20 minutes go by and you hear a ding. And then there's the food is there and you guys try it. And it's really fucking good.
All wow. around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
AI Fieri. Right.
Very nice.
Thank you. So, yeah. Kyle hooked us up.
And so, yeah, you guys will have a rotating menu every single day of what food AI Fieri will provide you.
Great.
If it is not on the menu, it is set up for you that day. He will not make anything else anymore.
There's no made to order.
Nope. And no customizations.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
So, with that out of the way, you guys, finally, after your long week of jump space, of trying all this wonderful food AI Fieri is making for you guys, and composing your message to Raoul, your text message to Raoul, and thinking about this weird Aurelius dude that teleported into and out of your ship, you finally leave jump space. You hear the notification go off that your email has been sent. You're awaiting reply at this point. We'll say you still have to travel to the planet because you don't jump up to the planet. You jump at like the edge of the solar system. You still have to fly in the rest of the way. So that's still going to take like another couple of days. Plus, you have to go scoop some fuel, which we'll just go ahead and say you did along the path. But you get to the planet. It was the first one that Michael marked on the list for you guys.
Bambador.
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 Bambador. It's a relatively, it's still a futuristic world, but it is not anything like Oriasynth was. It is not the big, like, sweeping, like, city. Like, half the planet was a city on Oriasynth. It is much more scaled back. There's a handful of cities on the planet, but they're spread out, and you have to take a shuttle to get back and forth, like, effectively between the worlds. Or between the cities, I mean. But you get the message. There's no space station on this planet, so you do have to land at a bay, which part of your maintenance costs includes like all the permits and stuff like that. That monthly like maintenance costs. You have to worry about like paying to dock every single time.
That's nice.
So that 15,000 that I mentioned before, that is going to be all covered under that. So you have the permits necessary, and they light up the bay for you to land. Like I said, you do have to land on the planet.
Do we have a bumpy entry through the atmosphere? How does Astra do?
Make a pilot dex roll. I wasn't going to have you do that. Like, but,
this might be her first time landing a large ship on a planet surface.
Yes, and I have had a margarita.
Well, you had that
was
even
that was a week ago. Unless you've been having one every day.
And today it was like a passion fruit you. Mojito.
Yeah.
From right.
You just tell Bart the usual.
Maybe I had a mimosa this morning.
Right.
Okay, what am I rolling?
Dex and pilot spacecraft.
Okay. So I'm at zero pilot, nice. So. Oh.
Nice.
Double sixes.
Whoa. Wow.
That's like the.
That's like.
That's a crit.
Isn't that a crit?
That's a crit.
Well, it's an auto success for sure.
Okay. Exceptional success.
Traveler, well, I was going to make the difficulty six, so yeah, it is an exceptional success.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Very nice.
You were landing the vessel, so I mean, you just land it really, really well. Like, it's not bumpy. It's very, very smooth. You almost glide the ship onto the...
I don't say anything.
No, you don't say anything. You don't say a word.
You turn, you see Squid is like gripping his coffee, like expecting something to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That was it? That's the whole thing?
I just kind of glance back, but I don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Great landing, Astrid.
Thanks.
Ship
all
lands.
In a day's work.
Yeah. Ship lands, no problem. Your fuel processor is processing all that hydrogen you stole off of a gas giant. And
our fuel scoop?
Mm-hmm, you scooped it. It's going to take a couple days to process all the fuel, so you guys have plenty of leisure time. Now, Michael only gave you the list of like what direction they would have gone. He didn't give you anything else. to go off of.
And are these the clients or the actual bounties?
So this is the, this is where he gave you the best path where this carry person would have gone. The bounty is, incidentally, there is a bounty suspected to be here on this planet somewhere. And the bounty's name, let me pull my list up. The bounty's name is Jackson Cygnus. So
Jackson Cygnus.
Do we have any descriptors?
Yeah, you've got it. Like, you've got his physical appearance. He's a pretty average looking dude. Kind of longer, shoulder length, swept back brown hair was what he had in the photo. Fully clean shaven, though. Only one eyebrow.
Is he is he attractive?
He's all right. He's no Raoul.
If only he had that other eyebrow.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask that every time.
When you say,
just be prepared to answer it.
When you say one eyebrow, do you mean one eyebrow or one eyebrow?
One eyebrow.
Okay, so over one eye, not across the forehead.
Correct. So not a unibrow.
It's not a unibrow.
It's a good,
as you know.
But one
That's right.
Important distinction.
It's a very important distinction. So yeah, you've got that to go off of. It's, there's a few bars that he's been known to frequent. There's also a couple really seedy motels, kind of. Weirdly enough, they're in like the forested areas. Like someone was trying to like set up like some probably like a scenic, like that's for people who wanted to get away from technology for a little bit, like a scenic like hotel. But it's
that's
just
kind of nice.
But because it's also in the middle of nowhere, that just
that's making a good place to hide.
Exactly.
Like glamping gone wrong.
But yeah. So there's two bars that the notes say this guy has been shown to frequent, and there are two hotels that the guy has been known to stay in as well.
What time of day is it
now? It's about noon.
He's probably at the bar.
If he's not, he probably will be before the end of the day.
Before we leave the ship, Captain, how do you think we should dress ourselves? Should we...
Oh. Good
look
point.
Official? Should we look like we're slumming it here? What is the... That's the phrase.
Let's do casual clothes. Let's look like we're trying to blend in.
Okay.
You approve the use of my suit?
He has a suit called a protect suit that looks like a normal suit.
It is identifiable
as armor, but right. It's at least, you know.
Like, I was going to leave the flak jacket here because that looks a little militaristic. Yeah. I'll wear my cloth jacket.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my flak jacket.
You would wear all of your armor?
Yeah.
I am very in character.
It would make sense if one of us, you might look like our guard.
Okay.
If the three of us didn't look as...
I'm wearing my cloth, but do you want to wear a suit?
I like to look good.
That's more surreptitious. The suit, I think.
I think it's fine. I'm not the captain.
Look, no. Let me rephrase. I was being nice. I'm wearing it.
You get skin tight. It would be a lot of work to take it off.
Oh my God.
You two wear your armor.
The image there.
We'll be casual about it.
Perfect.
And it'll be fine. But I say we go get a drink at the bar.
Yes.
Thanks, Sam.
Rami, you hold down the fort. Unless you'd like to come with us.
Nah, I'm going to stay on. I got a lot of paperwork. I have a lot of emails I have to catch up on now.
Right. Don't open the door for anyone until we're back.
No, of course not.
Don't let AI Fieri burn down the ship.
We do need that.
Right. Now, for anyone that... isn't like wanting to look super armored outside of the cloth jacket, there is a thing you can wear under your clothes. It's called a Diplo vest. It's basically just like it's a shirt that gives you.
Do we own those?
Yeah, they're cheap.
What's the protection of a Diplo shirt?
+3. We'll just say that they were in your ship's
locker.
Isn't
that a DJ Diplo?
It is. That's a
Diplo.
So we have our band t-shirt under our cloth jacket.
Mm-hmm. So at least then we'll have some protection. They're like 250 credits, so I'm just going to assume you have them. So
one thing...
+3?
Yes.
Yeah, +3.
One point of clarification on the bounty system.
Mm-hmm.
Squid's not particularly violent, but are these wanted dead or alive?
Yeah.
So the way I have made my bounty system is you get a lot more money if they're alive.
Sure.
If they are dead, they will still reward you. But they only give you a tenth of whatever the bounty was.
So the goal should almost always be to detain.
Always warn.
Correct.
So maybe before we leave the ship, is there also a place we can put a person we capture?
The cryo berth.
But then one of us gets hurt and I need to use that.
You can lock him up in your spare room.
We have cargo bays and things, and we have, I assume, restrooms they can use. I don't want to change a bucket.
No, that's not me. That's not in my skill set. Typically, I apologize.
You can turn them into the local authorities.
Okay, yes.
And
you don't have
to carry them with you most of the time.
Okay.
There's some contracts that do specify a specific location,
but this one is planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is not one of those. This one, they are A-okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, spending a week or so in jump space with a bounty wouldn't be fun.
No.
What if they didn't get, like, Guy Fieri's, or AI Fieri, edit that, please. AI Fieri's menu of the day.
I don't think he's going to change it.
He might have a prison program. You don't know.
Oh, gruel. Oh, gruel every day.
That's a little option. Disconcerting.
I said you might. You have to ask him.
Mango habanero gruel.
We emerge into the sunlight.
Yes, you're out of the ship now. Yeah, you guys are the fresh air because, like I said, you're kind of close to the wood areas or the wooded areas of the planet. Yeah, there are two bars that this guy is known to frequent. So do you guys want to...
Yeah, well, I almost asked what they're called, but...
He's going to make us name them.
No, hold on. I can pull something up real quick.
The Rusty Steed.
It's not bad.
That is a good one.
Maybe on this planet, everyone rides metal horses. Mm-hmm. So the Rusty Steed.
Wow, this planet rocks.
You do see a couple electronic motorcycles go past.
Ooh.
We need the bolt and screw.
We've got...
Oh, no, screw and bolt. That's even better.
The screw and bolt.
The screw and bolt.
So we've got the Nebula Nexus.
Ooh.
That's a good
and
one.
And the Starship Saloon.
Ooh, I like the Starship Saloon.
You want to go to Starship Saloon?
What should we split up? No. Two and two?
Split the party?
Yeah, cover more ground.
Split the party.
We don't engage, just observe. We just need to find him.
Okay, the armored people go together. We all have comms to talk to each other, right? And the unarmored people go together.
Wow.
That one looks suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
I think it'd look more suspicious for one unarmored person and an armored person to be together.
No, well, Esther, you said the bodyguard. Like the bodyguard.
I was saying
thing.
She would look like a bodyguard. Astrid would.
Astrid would.
With her heavily armor and trench coat.
Rami
literally,
pipes
I have
in.
A flak jacket and a trench coat on.
Rami pipes in through your communicators. He's like, I've been through this many times. What you need to do is, yes, you need, if you're going to split up one armored person to every unarmored person, they don't know who you are on this planet. So for all they know, you're some highfalutin bigwig coming through town.
Yes, and I believe the captain and I both have diplomatic training. So that's if true. There's some talking that needs to happen, I can go with Astrid and she will keep me safe. And the two of you can go and you can keep him safe.
Excellent.
That's fine.
Squid Saloon?
Sounds good.
Let's go.
All right, so you two are going to the Starship Saloon and you guys are going to Quantum, whatever the fuck I said.
I thought it was Nebula Nexus.
Nebula Nexus.
Quantum.
Which is also a cool name.
Which, yeah, honestly, yeah, quantum whatever the fuck.
We'll say that for a different
the quantum
bar.
Whatever the fuck. Yep.
Can you give us the theme of each bar?
Sure. So we're going to handle each bar one at a time, though.
Understandably.
You're going to handle, we'll save Starship Saloon last. So the Nebula Nexus, you know, for this guy, I mean, this guy wasn't like, he's not like a murderer or anything like that.
What did he do?
Drug smuggling.
I've done that.
Illegal drug smuggling. The scouts actually stay on the up and up. They are a law-abiding organization. No, he was like illicit, like hallucinogenics and stuff like that. But like the kind where you don't come down from.
Oh.
So you're just permanently hallucinating?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Not without medical intervention, at least.
You're stuck in those acid loops.
Yeah, forever until a doctor finds you and cures you.
Awful.
Yeah.
Right.
This is not actually the kind of place you would expect a guy like this to go. It's more of a club than a bar. And even though it's noon, the weird thing about being in outer space is no one's internal clocks are synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
It's kind of like when you go to like an airport at like 4 o'clock or like at 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll see a guy eating pancakes and like chugging a Budweiser at the same time because he doesn't know what time it is anymore. So it's one of those kind of situations to where this is definitely a planet people stop at where they're, while their fuel is processing and while they're waiting to get stuff done.
At the airport of the solar system.
Oh, yeah, there's the many of those. Many of those. But it's more of a club environment, though. So, like, there's a dance floor. It's not, like, super heavily occupied at the moment because it is still daylight outside. So these people still keep that kind of thing going on, that the real partying doesn't happen until after the sun goes down. Which this planet has 27-hour days, so you got some time before before the sun goes down. But there's people dancing, a few, not many. A lot of people at the bar just drinking, and then there's some people at some tables drinking and eating. Everyone, a lot of people are eating like breakfast food, dinner food, lunch food, all that kind of stuff. So,
do I spy a bottle service VIP area?
You do.
Let's go.
we'll scan the room. Let's go to the bar first, but I'm curious if he's a drug smuggler, he might have some coin and want to treat himself. So we can scan for one-eyebrowed people.
Smart.
So, yeah. It's both skills for whoever has both. Whoever has, if you have an investigate, do investigate and intelligence. If you have recon, do recon and intelligence.
I believe I have recon.
What are we aiming for?
We'll say it's a 7. So Emily, you roll.
Very
as well.
High. 13.
Oh, wow. Nice. Whoa. Almost exceptional.
Sorry, what do we add to it?
Your intelligence as well. Okay. Intelligence and recon for you.
Eleven.
Okay, that's still really good. So you look at the bottle service area. There's no one there yet, so it looks like they're just not doing it at this time yet. But as you are perusing, you do see sitting off on a table by herself is a woman, a very grizzled, kind of hardened-looking woman. She's got a cybernetic arm or a prosthetic arm. But it's a very high quality one, like it's doing, like it seems to be actuating the same way like a regular human arm would have. She's very muscular looking, and she's definitely got that face of someone who looks like they shouldn't be approached. And she is currently eating a stack of pancakes and has an entire bottle. A half-consumed bottle of whiskey in front of her as well.
Nice. Wow. Even though it looks like she shouldn't be approached, you singled her out, so I think I need to go talk to her.
Okay.
Astrid, where are you going? Why are you walking over to this woman? I follow you as you blazingly walk over.
I slink over there.
She does not look up at you.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, it's whatever it's the mid-range stuff they have here.
Wow. We just came into town and we're looking for a good drink.
I mean, I could recommend this for you. It's the mid-range stuff. But anything else you need?
Well, sure. Can I go get a drink for both of us, and then we sit down at the table?
Sure.
Drinking a whole
I'm
bottle
very
of
very uncomfortable.
She stops eating her food and is just kind of watching the two of you at this point.
But I straighten myself. I do a little Picard maneuver and sit down with her and say, well, we are new to this planet, and you seem like a very candid individual. I think can I be candid with you?
Fine.
We are looking for someone, and we wonder if you know them, if you've ever seen them around here. They're very distinctive looking.
Do you have a picture?
Do we have the picture? Okay, yes.
Then
we
show her the picture.
I mean, I've seen this guy a few times.
Mm.
He tried selling me stuff, but I don't do that.
When was the last time you saw him?
Last night.
Was he here?
Yeah, it was here. This is the place I've been going to the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Yeah. Who are you two?
I'm Tilly. Nice to meet you.
I'm Aster.
I'm Vasquez.
Pleasure to meet you, Vasquez.
Vasquez.
That's what you're having looks delicious. I'm going to go get us some of those hotcakes.
Perfect. Can you get us another whiskey drink too?
On it. I will do this. And I walk up to the bar to order more food.
All right. So while that's going on, we're going to cut to the two of you. So the Starship Saloon definitely lives up on the outside to the saloon part of the name. It's got what looks to be the swinging doors, you know, that are open on the top and the bottom. But when you open it up, it actually still keeps the old West, or ancient West at this point, theme going when you walk in there. Because, like, for being called the Starship Saloon, the only thing that would really make that stand out is there's some, like, relatively large models hanging on the ceiling of, like, free traders and far traders and, you know, gazelle close escorts, a bunch of, like, ships and stuff like that. They're big.
I love models.
And
oh.
But
do we know that yet?
Oh, no, I guess not. I haven't.
But I mean, other than
that. So you're just wide eyed and I'm like.
Yeah.
But dope. That's pretty much the only thing that's like setting it apart is the fact those are up there. Other than that, it's like an old, it's like a West, an ancient West saloon is what this place seems to be. So
there's a bar. Really.
There's a bar. There's some tables. Kind of the same situation going on. The other one, there's not a ton of people there yet, but there are a lot of people that are, you know, eating and drinking combinations of food and alcohol that probably shouldn't be combined, but no one knows what time it is anymore. What would you two like to do?
Squid, you thirsty?
Oh, let's do this.
All right. Head over to the bar.
All right, there's a bartender there. It's a human, not a robot bartender. It's an actual human being, okay. Dressed like an old-timey saloon guy.
Squid, I've always wanted to do this. Howdy.
Well, howdy.
Oh, my God. This place real. Is great. This is great. What do you have to drink, partner?
Well, got all kinds for it. What are you guys in the mood for?
I fancy a whiskey.
All right, I can whip you up one of those, no problem. There's the only thing that breaks the immersion a bit is there is a drink dispenser behind him.
it's okay.
Clearly,
it's,
the other bottles are just.
They're not going to do without the modern amenities.
Yeah. And say, so, you just push a few buttons and some whiskey comes out of it and he hands it to you.
Mm-hmm. And I would love some of what the locals call fire water.
Okay. And so he figures out what that is. It takes a minute to find it because you're pretty sure no one's ever ordered
just fireball
that
whiskey.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it
is
either.
It's moonshine, everyone. It's moonshine.
And he hands you the glass of what he assumes is fire water.
I don't have a hat, but I like go to tip my hat.
Cheers.
You guys now have a drink? Well, now what'd you like to do?
I'll wink at you and I go. We're also looking for party favors, if you know what I mean.
Well, I do know what you mean. We don't allow that in here outside of, you know, I mean, people try to all the time, but.
Have you seen anybody doing that recently?
Oh, there's always one jerk that comes around every couple of days. We kick him out pretty fast, though, once we realize what he's up to. He sneaks in, and he usually comes in with a group, and then he branches off, and then we eventually find him and throw him out. Old Brutus over there, he'd probably be the best one to talk to about that if you're looking for him. He points over to guy. He's like this 7.5 foot tall, just behemoth fridge of a human being.
Oh, cool.
This will be fun.
He is not dressed to fit the theme.
to be fair, neither are we.
He is very clearly a bouncer.
Perfect. Let's talk that way.
Thank you so much. What was your name? I'm so sorry.
Winchester.
Winchester?
Yep.
Oh my God. It was a pleasure to meet you, Winchester.
Nice to meet you too.
All right. Well, let's talk to Brutus.
Okay.
Was it Brutus, right?
Yeah. So you guys can go up to him while you guys are doing that. We'll cut back to these two. So you now all have pancakes.
Yeah, we have pancakes and whiskey drinks.
And whiskey drinks. And you're with this grizzled.
Named Vasquez.
Woman named Vasquez.
What brings you here, Vasquez?
I got dropped off here.
Got dropped off? Are you stranded?
That's one way to put it.
Where are you hoping to go?
Anywhere. I've been here for 2 weeks. I'm starting to run out of money.
Do you want to come home with us? Oh,
we might need to check with the others before we make promises, but we are doing a job here. We could potentially hire you to help us. How are you in a fight?
I'd say I'm pretty good at it. And she's like taps with her prosthetic arm.
I'm sure that can pack a punch.
Because we're after this man who's selling illicit drugs. And perhaps if you know when he comes around, we could have you help us apprehend him.
I could, might even be able just to take you to him.
You know where he is right now?
I know where he could possibly be. He's got the other bar, and then there's a couple other places he probably holds up at.
All right, well, hold that thought. We'll finish our pancakes, and then we'll let our friends know, and we can all go together.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Do we have radios?
Yeah, you guys have communicators, like we do in modern day society.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Can I be texting them under the table this whole time?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know what's going on.
Okay.
So with that, before you guys get the messages, you guys approach Brutus.
Cool.
What would you like to say to him?
Brutus, we hear you have a drug pusher problem.
Well, we got one guy that likes to push drugs here.
Well, we'd like to get rid of him for you. How's that sound?
That sounds like a mighty fine plan.
Do you know where we can find him?
Well, I don't really keep track of him where he goes after I throw him out, but if he comes back here tonight, I'll be more vigilant, and I can let you know if he shows up here.
What do you think?
I think he can help us wrangle this doggy.
Squid, you're the goddamn best. Thanks, Brutus.
No problem. And then you get
you get a
yeah, and then you get the message. The message
rips
comes
you
in
right out. Yep. Experience.
Let's check the text. Oh,
yep. Yeah, your smartwatches go off. you get the message.
Gotta break character quick
from the two of them saying that they've met a woman named Vasquez and she's offered to potentially take you to. Wherever this dude might be holed up.
And then I also, in parentheses, say, and she might bunk with us for a while.
Well,
we don't have that many rooms on
yeah,
this.
No,
I have a huge, I have a huge room.
You have one room left.
Oh,
for the
there
bounty.
There were four regular rooms, and then there was the suite. Yeah.
Well, I don't even text him back yet. Because we are now offering to harbor some rando.
We're not harboring him. He's going to keep an eye out for us and let us know if he shows back.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, no, Brutus will just keep an eye out. He gives you a number.
Oh, not Brutus. I'm talking about Vasquez.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, should we meet him? Let's go. Should we meet them at Nebula?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We'll meet them at Nebula.
Takes 20 minutes to get there. Yeah, so you guys show up. And, yeah, you see your two friends eating pancakes and drinking whiskey. Talking to this woman with the prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
As y'all walk up to the table.
I do feel like you all got the better straw on this one. This place is cool.
It's cool. What
hey!
Are you talking about?
Okay, don't get me wrong. I loved it. There's a dance floor.
There's a dance floor here.
Are you going to go cut a rug while they're talking to Vasquez?
Nah, I'm going to do business first.
Yeah, business
as you
first,
walk up,
dance later.
And then he just went ploop, and he was on the other side of the bridge. Have you ever heard of this type of thing before? This is really good whiskey.
I slowly slide Aster's whiskey glass away from him.
You know.
It was the strangest thing, and there were no life signs on my diagnostics. Hello, you guys have made it.
Those look like good pancakes.
Yes, have some. I have half a plate left. They're excellent, giant. They're big as your face.
I love it.
I wasn't expecting you to do that. When you say that, she's like, I mean, I've been on a ship once where a guy teleported on and off of it, but like he had life signs, though. He was just a living, breathing person.
I didn't think people could teleport.
Well, normal people can't.
Did we mention we were in light speed?
Yes, we were in jump
Jump space.
That's the part, because when Arden came on our ship, he was following us in a stealth ship. And then he would just teleport back and forth that way, because he's a psionic. This doesn't sound like a psionic, though.
No, but you know Arden, that was Captain. You told us about that from your training at the academy.
Arden. I did?
He was the psionic who was kind of like Aurelius, but not.
He teleports in and out like that, but usually from another ship is what you told us. Kind of similar to what...
Oh.
And she's met him.
You know Arden?
I mean, I wouldn't say met. I was physically present on the ship because I was hired by them to take care of that, but...
Well, you've seen more than we have. That was a first.
Well, first time for everything when you work in outer space.
Ain't that the truth?
It was uncomfortable. That's our space.
I can't remember what the name of that ship was. Oh, well.
Oh, my God. That was funny. That's our space.
Well, yeah, let me...
You turn back again and Squid's got a mouthful of pancakes.
That's our space.
Oh, very cool. Mm.
Not cool, bro.
Shall we have one more whiskey before we go with Vasquez on the road?
Yes.
Or one more water.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's have one more water.
Order
Commander,
a round
you drink
of waters,
so much
please.
Water.
I was in the Navy.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I hear Vasquez, mm-hmm. You can take us to this drug smuggler.
Yeah, I mean, I want to pick up some of my stuff before we do that, just in case he's dangerous or anything, but yeah.
Where's your stuff?
And she points to outside, and like it's I have a hotel room across the way.
Are you inviting us to your hotel room?
No.
Okay.
I just need to get my stuff.
Slide Astrid's whiskey away from her.
So, give me a few minutes, and I will take care of that. I already paid for my food, so you don't have to worry about that. And then she gets up and leaves.
Can we trust her?
Did she just assume we were going to pay for her meal?
No, she said she already paid for it.
No, she already paid.
Why would she even think to not pay?
She was telling you that she already paid for it, so you wouldn't assume that she was, like, dining and dashing.
I see.
Gotcha.
Are there any more people on the dance floor at this time? Maybe, Astrid, we should make that happen.
There is one person.
Yes. Just before.
It just takes two to make a movement.
Plenty of room on the dance floor. I love this song.
This is going to be one of the most spectacular failures I'm about to witness in my entire game.
Minus one strength.
Isn't she waiting on us outside? I mean, like, I'm doing this. But
she's getting her stuff.
Oh, she's going to get her stuff. It's going to be at least 15 minutes.
Okay, this is going to be dexterity and carouse rolls.
Oh, which gosh. I do not have.
Correct.
So what is it when you don't
I'm
have
a zero.
A
minus three.
Can you tell us what song is playing?
No. Something by Skyfall.
Probably.
What? It's not a ridiculous question.
It's probably some electronica music.
Eiffel 65.
I'm not dancing.
I got a 10.
So minus 3. Okay.
You say dex.
I don't
and
have
carouse?
Any dex bonus. Yes.
Mostly because I have 0.
And 5 carouse. Minus 3 is 2.
Great. What do you have?
I have a mark next to carouse, but I don't think that.
You have a 0? Or is that a 1?
I have like a. Hawkmark.
Did you write something and then erase it? And then
I don't remember you taking carouse.
I don't remember. That
either. Yeah.
All I remember was Richard taking it, but then taking back that he took it.
Yes.
10.
And maybe you had it too.
Oh, wow.
I do have carouse. Yeah, but I only have it
as because you don't have carouse. So 7. Okay.
It's better than me.
So your dancing is fine. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Am I like white girl dancing in the club?
Yes. Who the hell knows what your character's doing?
It's called Little Kicks, and you just kick, and you kick.
Oh my god, take a picture, take video. We've got to show this.
You are
doing no. Ceramic.
Squid is doing great.
Wow.
Squid, because with that 10, you are doing phenomenal.
It's my song. Let's do this.
Get it, Aster.
For real.
My name is what? Tilly.
Tilly, get it, Tilly.
You're Aster.
I'm Aster now.
I take out my communicator, and I'm recording this amazing dance.
I want to, like, be in the frame and, like, pointing at him.
There you go.
while drinking your water.
While this horrendous display is going on.
Like, yeah, guess which three of these people studies hydroponics?
So, oh, that was great. The doors to the club open back up again, and it is a very dramatic kind of moment when this happens.
Like a saloon. Door.
Not kind of like
you
that.
Hear the
but
old
you
West
see,
whistle?
You, no, because you're in the wrong bar. But you see the door come open, and then there is Vasquez now wearing one of the same armored trench coats.
Great.
Nice. Now that explains everything.
Astrid has. She has full on armor on underneath that as well, too. She's got some, you can see the handle of something coming off of her back.
Jeez.
And she's carrying an unnecessarily large briefcase.
My girl.
I believe the phrase is yas, queen.
Wow.
Yas, queen.
She sets the case down. She leaves it at the coat check. And then she walks over to you. And says, you know what this is, go ahead and take that. It's just a drug that's going to flush the alcohol out of your system. She's like, bathroom's over there.
All right, that's fine.
Commander, are we no longer doing subtlety? We just reached abandoning subtlety.
I guess not.
Okay.
I mean, Vasquez, you ready to go to war?
I said I needed my stuff. This is my stuff.
Stuff's kind of aggressive, isn't it?
No. Yeah, what
I don't
do you
think
do
so.
Turn your keep?
I'm a Marine.
Oh, I was in the Navy.
You look like it. I'm kidding. Military humor, I think.
I think.
I don't know military
humor. Do the Marines and the Navy look down on each other like on Earth?
No,
probably
sure
not.
Sure, there's some sort of like friendly rivalry, though.
I was on the ground.
We all laugh at the Coast Guard.
Yes, no one likes the Coast Guard. I was ground. I was a ground Marine. So,
what is the coast in space? But
planet.
Yeah.
After a few more minutes than was necessary for the drug to kick in, a bit flushed Aster emerges from the restroom very stuffily and goes, "Are we ready to move on?
Are we?
Am I able to hold my alcohol? That fine?
What's your endurance?
It is 10.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Wow, 10 endurance?
Your endurance is like what, like 6 or something like that?
8.
8, okay.
I'm higher than mine.
Minus 6.
Oh, okay, good thing you didn't drink.
What's the commander?
Well, I had a whiskey.
But he had water.
Okay.
He had water.
I did have.
Yeah, they were chugging whiskey. Drinking.
Yes, I do.
They were trying to keep up with Vasquez.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so. You good, Aster?
Yes, let's carry on.
All right. You got to show me those dance moves later.
Yeah, I need to learn whatever that was.
Moving on.
All right, Vasquez, lead the way. Where are we headed?
Just follow me. Do you guys have a car?
Yeah.
No.
No. What car
what are you talking?
The spaceship.
That doesn't count. That's not a car.
Wait, actually, we need to get our stuff.
Yes, we could armor up a little.
Yeah, we need to get. We
so
didn't
we
wear
are
armor.
Abandoning subtlety. Got it.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, we are abandoning subtlety.
But you already have your armor.
That
do you have
look
more
good.
Of us?
So yeah, no, you guys can. Yeah, you guys can go back to the ship. She comes with you just because.
I mean, I guess I didn't really need to go back to the ship.
That's true. If you want your gun, that's all you'll probably want.
Yeah, I'll probably want my gun.
Yeah, I'll grab my pistol and cutlass and my flak jacket.